Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Max, you got a little heavy rain out by your place now, a little thunder too. I know that from the dog's reaction.
Yeah, the gully washer just came in here, man. It is it's a downpour that just started in the last 5 or 10 minutes. And yeah, it's coming down hard. You can see it coming for a bit. You can see those dark clouds coming. And you go, it's not if, it's when. And I know I kind of enjoy watching a good rainstorm as long as I'm inside, but it's coming down pretty good right now.
Yeah, it's the kind of passing thunder showers, and it came out of that Gaylord area, so I don't know what's going on there around the shores of Lake Titlow. But
what are we doing down there again to stir things up, you know?
somebody Gaylord is sending it this way. Hey, and it should be passing showers. Doesn't look like a very big system. Mike, let me ask you about I was just talking with Dan McCain, you know, the commissioner of the MIAC, and what the fall sports will look like over there. And as like he said, it's changing, but right now they're planning on everything as is.
Yeah, and I think everybody is, but gosh, you see the junior colleges go, you see these Ivy League schools and what they're considering, and they're Georgia Tech's got a faculty saying we don't want our kids on campus. We want to do distant learning. All these things. There's a wave out there, and I don't know how it plays out. But I'm starting to think that somebody better come up with something pretty quick. Meaning, you know, Oakley's designing this mask for the NFL that to try to help make them safer so that you couldn't pass the virus. So, somebody better come up with something like that pretty soon to restore some confidence. That if you play football, you won't get the coronavirus. Otherwise, you do have to have some real fears about this going forward at every level. And even if you did have high-end technology, that might only be applicable to those that can afford it. So that still might not get a lot of leagues out of the woods on this thing, because there's just too much out there right now.
You know, and with tuition, parents thinking about, okay, I'm going to spend $20,000 to $60,000 per year to send my kid to get online learning. Wait a minute, how does that work? I don't think as a parent, and if you're helping foot the bill on these things, or the kids taking out those huge loans, that you want to spend that kind of money and not be on a campus with interaction. And, I mean, that's part of the deal.
Correct. Yeah, for sure. That is what you buy. You buy into a culture. You buy into dorms. You buy into they're going to be eating with kids their own age and exchanging ideas with kids their own age. They're going to be going to practice with people that they're going to learn from. They're going to learn because there's going to be different kids and different backgrounds, and they're going to be exposed to those people, and they're going to have one-on-one meetings with them. They're going to be in the locker room with them. That's all part of the college experience, athletic and for a student. And you reduce it to online learning, and pretty soon you start bargain shopping, because you go, if the credits are the same, what's the difference between this and getting an AA degree at a community college? You can do either one online, one for a lot less. So that really puts them in a tough situation. I don't know how you get out of that. The only thing is, somebody suggested to me, is some of these schools, private schools in particular, that have limited space, so they've always limited their enrollment. If they want to do online, they could open it up to many, many more. It might be too late in the game to attract students that have already made decisions, but in essence, they would have almost an infinite number of spots through online learning. So if they reduce the cost, they could bring in more students, and then at some point in time, obviously those credits would transfer if they wanted to come on campus. So I'm sure there's people a lot smarter than me thinking about those things, but that is the one thing that private schools could do.
there doesn't seem to be any financial worries for the NFL. Maxie, somehow, if they didn't even have a season, I think that their money would still be enormous and they would be just fine when you can give a $503 million contract out. And no doubt Patrick Mahomes is, if there's that kind of money, he's worth the most that should be given. But holy smokes, my guess is if they didn't play football in the NFL this year, that they'd be just fine.
Well, yeah, first off, the owners would be just fine because they're so deep, the pockets, and it's so that club is so elite to get into it. You don't just sign up and say, here, where's the purchase agreement? Let me put my name on it, and I'll put some money down. They vet you to no end. There's a lot of people that have tried to get in the NFL and the NBA and other major leagues that have been denied for a lot of different reasons when they check their finances and character references. So in general, the people that own in the NFL they're not leveraged to the hilt. They've already made a ton of money in the league. And so as long as they put that into cash or into assets that are appreciating, they can borrow against, they can do anything that they need. So it doesn't put them in a good position. It's not like they like that. I mean, the Wilfs just built that hotel out there as part of the complex that they're developing out there in Eagan, and they want that to work hand-in-hand with training camp and everything else, fans coming in. That's not ideal right now, but can they weather the storm? Absolutely. These are guys with deep, deep pockets, and they have appreciating assets and a lot that they can draw upon. So don't worry about the NFL in terms of financially.
What are you going to do today? What are you covering?
I'm going to go out to watch a training session for a particular athlete that I'm taking a look at, and then I'm going to go meet with Leo Lewis, Dr. Leo. Former Viking, have a visit with him, have him on a radio show here, and round up some guests for tonight's radio show as well. Randy Sampson is going to join me. I know, of course, Canterbury Park is back, kind of, in action. We'll visit with him about that.
Yeah, and as a fan, you can go out there and watch it, too. Yeah, I look forward to that, Maxie, as usual, and say hi to Leo and Randy, and we'll be listening to you tonight here on WC Show. I'm looking for you on TV, if that's okay with you.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
Stay dry. Passing thunderstorms, as mentioned, moving through the metro here from west to east right now in the Twin Cities, and some of that with heavy downpours. Right now, our temperature at WCCO Radio is 75.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.